Steve, thanks so much for holding.
Yeah, no problem.
I appreciate it. Now, I asked you a little bit about the talk last time, and you know, we were goofing around, and you said you know that I made it a part of my program, and that's why you were there at the talk, because it was a requirement. And so, could you understand why it was a requirement once you went?
Oh yes, it's important to see how everything works, and to it's nice to see everybody else's response too. But the one that we went to, the people that you could tell they were all a little bit apprehensive as you're talking and, you know, telling them that they're problems. But then when you show them at the end, how do you test them? And then their eyes are like wide open. It's like, oh, my God. Especially the one fellow who said, oh, I'm absolutely fine. I have no health problems whatsoever. And then you got up there and showed him all the problems he had. And then he started, yeah, I do have that problem. But he didn't realize that he did until you pointed them out in some cases. So.
Yeah, and he's so much happier now.
Yeah,
he actually came in. So I asked you the question before we took a break, which was, what was the biggest or the most challenging part of your program?
Obviously, the eating part, because everything you're used to eating, not necessarily all fast food or anything, which I didn't really eat anyway, but different seasonings you put on things, the way you cook things, different oils, you have to be sure that. Anything you do buy that happens to be in a package or whatever has not a whole bunch of crap in it. And then trying to make recipes and things based on new ideas. So that was definitely a challenging that part. And then as far as all your everyday call it cosmetic type things, your shampoo, toothpaste, deodorant, all these things that you're used to using, and most of them are bad for you. So you have to change and find ones that are okay, or go to some other type of approach and things that won't affect you.
And in that process, we do provide you with quite a bit of support, do we not?
Provide us with lists of things to get, and you definitely test each product if we want to bring them in, and you can tell us if they're good or bad, which most end up bad.
Most in boxes and bags, you mean?
Yes, and most cosmetic type things, most shampoos and actually, deodorants are all bad, it seems like. So,
well, yeah, when you know that the primary ingredient in most deodorants is, you know, antifreeze.
Right. That's a never a good thing once you tell somebody that. Putting antifreeze on my body.
Right. Every day. And, of course, the thing that people don't actually sort of, it's not like aha to them to realize that the skin is the largest organ of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, you know, a two-way street. It's just as absorptive as it is open to elimination, like sweating, for example.
Sure.
So that everything you put on your skin goes in your body, especially things that disappear on the surface. Where do they go?
Yeah, that's true. And as you actually, an interesting note on that, as you, again, eat better, and obviously when you work, you perspire, as you were just mentioning, and you'll notice that your perspiration doesn't nearly smell as bad as it used to before.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. You get a little bit of smell, but nothing like you used to get before. It's an amazing difference.
And that is actually the reflection of the health of your kidneys.
Right.
Yeah. It turns out that the body odor, the body smell, is very much related to the effectiveness of your kidneys. And when they're all, you know, blocked up and all full of garbage, not flowing freely, you know, those people who have extreme body odor, or the other one is their feet smell very pungent.
Mm-hmm.
All that's kidney. Clean it up, and it's mostly gone.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, I didn't think about that one, but that was another condition, obviously, I had in the summer months when you wear sandals a lot. You notice this incredible smell. Because your feet perspire, then it's absorbed by the sandal, and then your feet, and then it's just really bad.
Right, really bad.
Last summer, it was very, very, very minuscule compared to what I had before.
Yeah, yeah, and that's all kidney function. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
And then just because this show was sort of supposed to be centered around arthritis, but you know, I'm totally cool with it. Wherever it goes, it goes. But your joint pain, fleeting joint pain, you know, come and gone.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what arthritis sufferers, you know, have to understand, especially if the joint pain sort of moves around or comes and goes. You know, you can address it before it comes and stays, Once arthritis sets in the joints and deforms the joints, as in rheumatic, arthritis or osteoarthritis, then we have a problem. And there's no going back after that. There's no going back, but there is a stopping the degenerative process, and you could experience that yourself, right, Steve?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So what are the biggest surprises? I mean, you've mentioned a few, but just what are the biggest surprises since you began your nutritional transformation?
That's a good question. I didn't really expect to lose lots of weight. I didn't think I was heavy to begin with, but obviously that was a shock. Boy, what was the rather big shock? Just the fact that the conditions, most of them went away so quickly. I mean, it's like you suffer with something for years and years, and then you change something, and it goes away very quickly.
When you
now
do the...
Now you can tell immediately when you, like I said before, when you get into something that you shouldn't. I had an experience where I had my hair cut. You know, they wash your hair when you're done.
Right.
And I had amazing itching for about a day and a half because of just getting my hair washed with shampoo that was not my one I use now. What an amazing thing.
I remember that. And I remember you telling me about that. And so, you know, I mean, you know, when you go to, very simple solution, right?
Take your own shampoo. Which I didn't think about. It's like you're just...
Well, who would?
...cutting. It's like, oh my God, what a pain.
Now, I mean, the other thing is, of course, the establishment of salons that, that cater to products that are not, packed with garbage and chemicals and synthetics and so forth. I mean, they're very hard to find. There are some, but they're very hard to find. And you know, it's just isn't it interesting? It's just the simple things that we take for granted that seem to get us in the most trouble, and we don't even know it.
Right. Very small things get you in huge trouble if you're not paying attention to what you're doing.
And you know, in our culture, it sort of seems like we have to have the most of everything. You know, in order to be powerful, it's got to be 1,000 times whatever. And it turns out the subtle influences are extremely powerful, wouldn't you say?
Oh yes, definitely so.
Yeah,
I think we're very lucky to live where we do too. As far as we have access to so much natural and organic stuff here, at least in this part of the country, where other parts of the country have nothing. I mean, you're getting nothing but fast food and everything else. They have nothing. Grocery stores have nothing organic. So we're at least blessed to have a lot of that.
Boy, you can say that again. I mean, we do. We live in a great place with a lot of access. So for all the folks out there who are, suffering and are tired of using, medications and wanna change things, boy, we live in a great environment, and it's a fairly simple but committed task to make that change, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes, definitely.
So do you feel more empowered regarding the quality of your life at this point?
Oh, much more. Yes, you feel so much better. I mean, all the way around, you just feel better. So, yes.
And how has your life changed with respect to things that you could or could not do? I don't know if these symptoms actually sort of disabled you from doing things.
No, there's really nothing I couldn't do directly, but you just feel better doing everything you do now. So that's a great thing. Your moods are better. I mean, when you're feeling better, everything is better. So you're definitely moods. You don't get irritable as easy. You don't get upset. You know, head down the line. So
has anyone else noticed the changes in you?
That's a good question. I don't know. Outside of my wife, I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes when you're talking to people, they'll go, "Hey, what's he doing?"
Sometimes they look at me funny when I'm taking supplements, and it's like, "What are you taking all these drugs?" So they're not drugs. They're supplements. They're natural supplements.
Yeah.
Take one pill that does all of that. I said, "No, you can't."
Right. Yeah, one pill that does all of that. Does all of what?
Yeah, so...
And that's the confusion, Steve.
They don't understand that each of these programs is directed towards each individual person. It's not... You can't make a product that's for everybody, so...
Cause indeed.
It's not all the same.
Indeed. And anything that has everything in it essentially doesn't work for much of anything.
That would make sense, yes.
Yeah, because you tested, like, the products, you tested... individual products. You can imagine that if you put a supplement or a supplement product that had everything good that you could possibly imagine, you can see where one of those things would eliminate that product from use.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what would you recommend to anyone else you cared about, friend, family member, people you work with respect to if they were concerned about their health, suffering from something that they haven't been able to solve or whatnot? I mean, what would you say to them?
Well, I would definitely take up your opportunity you're giving people with a nice discount or whatever to go to a seminar, which is free, or to come on into one of your testings and have people just have themselves tested. I mean, it's then you will at least know some of the things that are wrong and the things that you should not be doing, and then it's up to you at that point if you want to go through the whole program. But just that initial knowledge of what things you should be eating or things you should not be dealing with is worth it to anybody. I mean, just to feel so much better is definitely worth it.
And the idea, of course, that there is a solution, huh?
There is a solution. I mean, I was able to get my mother to go, which was a huge stretch, and she went, and she's been on the program now, and she's noticed, I think, a fair amount of changes. She doesn't want to admit some of them, but she's noticed some definite changes in her style, too.
Yeah, that's great. Steve, thank you so much for spending the time this morning. You know, I very, very much appreciate it.
No problem.
You know, to help other people come along like these, the people before you who helped you come along.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm so glad you're feeling so much better, and we'll get an opportunity to see you again, of course, and Marcy again. And
yep.
Thanks so much for spending the time. I appreciate it.
No problem. Everybody should come in and get tested, definitely.
All right. Thanks a lot, Steve.
No problem, Paul.
All right.
Great day.
Yep. Bye-bye.